Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. This is Amin Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum. To the Muslims, to the non-Muslims, peace be unto you. We're going to open up in prayer with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise be to God, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee we worship, thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those upon whom thou bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. We have to excuse the interference, the competition here. It's Friday night here on the Crenshaw area, on the Crenshaw Strip. And this is where I'm broadcasting from because I was set up and selling. I've been selling since about 3:30 when I got here, 3:30 Pacific time, which is 9:30. 6:30. 3:30 Pacific time, which is 3:30. 6:30 Pacific time. So, alhamdulillah, this is Reparations Radio. You know, this Reparations Radio, Reparations Movement is snowballing, mushrooming. It's getting big. It has momentum now. And my brother was saying last night, let me see about the studio here and see who's in the studio with us right now. So this is it's growing. It has momentum. It's very powerful. A lot of the information and the arguments that are being meted out and offered forth as evidence of us deserving reparations and everything. So our local radio station here in Los Angeles, KBLA, has been doing a good job of getting the information out about reparations. And it's growing. Some of the big players in the reparations movement are Professor William Sandy Darity. William Sandy Darity and Robert Frederick Smith, big people. Robert Frederick Smith is the richest African American in the world. So we're gonna stay on the line for a half hour or so and discuss as much as we can about the reparations movement. And I hope that you'll be able to chime in and ask a question or add your information to what we have been doing. So, yes, reparations. Okay. Good. I really don't feel like really talking.
And that one is inside.
To myself. So let's listen to a little news here.
And let's see what's happening here. Time call.
So there he was, helping both groceries in a car with his peers, his colleagues, in the film and television industries. And at the end of the day, he too was going to take home some free groceries because he still has to eat while he is waiting and hoping for the chance to go back to work. You know, that's part of solidarity, taking the help that's offered so that you can remain solid, so that you can be strong. Still, he says he supports the actors who say they're not about to cave into the studios and accept a bad deal, not a fist bump. In Santa Clarita, I'm John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
It's so fine.
Hi,
we have two westbound issues here in Diamond Bar, 60 West of Grand. We had a crash clear heading out to the right shoulder. Happened in the carpool lane, and your 60 West actually gets a little heavy before you even get to the 71, and 57 South just past Temple will be slow. But that should improve with everything on that westbound side at Grand over to the right shoulder there. E60's heavy from Nogales. The other westbound issue here in El Monte, the 10, this is westbound. You know what? It's a little bit past Santa Anita Avenue. This is a crash here, four cars. Looks like it's the left lane of the main line. So from Peck Road, that westbound side of 10 will be slow. Then past that, you are fine. Driving to the Newhall Pass. Good, bad. Scotty's got the answers in the Southern California Toyota Dealer Sky 5.
Well, I think if you do this every day, you're probably going to think it's not that bad. First of all, we're just pulling this out of the Sun Valley up at the corner out to about Osborne Street. And, of course, the 170 is going to be slow just around Roscoe up to the 5. North of there, not too bad. It's going to get slow basically to San Fernando, heading up to about Rocksford. After that, it didn't look half bad, actually, up toward the 210. And then North 4-5, a bit of slowing as you approach the 5.
Thinking of the 5 out of the East LA interchange, the Lincoln Boyle Heights, it's slow, all the way down to the 605, really slow, especially through Commerce. Santa Monica 10, slow as well from Sentinella. As you head eastbound, you might get a little bit of a break past La Brea, but then once you hit, let's say, Western, things get slow again as you make your way into downtown and over to the East LA interchange. Next report, 6:15 from the Toyota, Glendora.com, 24-hour traffic center.
It's going to be cool tomorrow, then warming and drying with high wind watches and fire danger Sunday and Monday. Right now, 67 in Downing, 67 in San Fernando, and 68 degrees in Santa Ana.
A man accused of threatening to kill a Jewish family in L.A. early this month has been charged. Daniel Garcia is facing 3 felony counts along with a hate crime. Police say Garcia attempted to enter the victim's home by kicking in the door while shouting anti-Semitic slurs. He could spend 7 years in prison for it.
Dozens of workers walked off the job at a McDonald's in South L.A. today. Natalie Tavidian explains why.
This is Vera Aguilar. She says fast food workers are fed up and they're demanding better security.
We want to make sure the workers get home safe to their families. Not questioning if they're going to make it out alive for, at the end of the shift or not.
What are you asking management for?
We are asking for better security for the employees. We're asking for security to be trained, to do it up to the job property to make sure that the employees are getting are safe. This is why we're here. We're here to have our voices heard, to let them know that we need better security. If they're not getting safe, that's what we're here. Making sure that they're here, making sure that there's a lot of people backing the employees up.
We have reached out to McDonald's to get a response. We haven't heard back.
Criminal charges have been dismissed in a case involving the COVID-related deaths of a nurse and more than a dozen people who lived at a residential care facility in L.A. Silverado Senior Living Management, based in Irvine, was charged with 13 counts of elderly endangerment and 5 felony counts of violation causing death. The DA's office claimed the patients were allowed into the facility despite a COVID lockdown, and that caused a deadly outbreak.
It's a national drug take-back weekend. Tomorrow, L.A. County residents who want to get rid of expired, unused, or unwanted drugs can safely discard them at several locations. This is the second take-back day of 2023. The first one happened back in April. The Drug Enforcement Administration, otherwise known as DEA, DUME, along with local law enforcement agencies, started holding these take-back events some 13 years ago.
Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is pleading for Secret Service protection after he says a stalker recently got onto his Brentwood property twice on the same day. Kennedy says Homeland Security has rejected his 2 previous requests after other incidents. And after this latest one, Kennedy's wife, actress Cheryl Hines, spoke to TMZ about it.
And he is out there, and he's out there campaigning and giving speeches, and somebody showed up at one of his speeches, armed, was arrested. This person was arrested. So I'm not sure what it's going to take.
Hines says the administration needs to take Kennedy's tragic family history into account.
Robert Kennedy was his father, and JFK was his uncle.
The Aaron's Peace Center Project at the California Science Center has gotten a $25 million donation. Comes from aerospace leader Kent Kressa and his family foundation. The center is getting ready for the next stage of a complex, which is going to house the Space Shuttle Endeavor's 20-story vertical display. Last month, the center announced a $25 million gift from Korean Air. $350 million have now been raised for the project, which is an estimated price tag of $400 million.
It's 611.
Connect you to what happens when you are at work.
LA Afternoon News on KLX News 97.1 FM.
SoCal's only 24/7 connection.
Tune in to Kelly's Bull Market News with Kelly Flott of California Wealth Advisors.
A lot of you have questions, and we have the answers here. We have solutions.
Kelly's Bull Market News, Saturdays at 7 a.m. and Sundays at 6 a.m. on KNX AM 1070.
If you're hurt in an accident, it's so important you get medical treatment right away and then call the attorneys at Sweet James. It's Vicki Moore, and you know, so often people get hurt and their busy lives prevent them from getting checked out, even though they're in pain. It's critical that you make your health a priority and then get representation quickly so Sweet James can help you with medical care, your car, and getting you the most money for your injuries. You don't pay until they win your case, so call Sweet James, 800-9-MILLION, 800-9-MILLION, SweetJames.com.
Oh, it's cold.
Honey?
Honey?
Honey, you need DayQuil Severe Honey.
DayQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honey-licious taste. Because life doesn't stop for a cold. Okay, I'm ready to go.
No, I'm getting a cold.
Honey? Try DayQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu relief. DayQuil Severe with honey flavor. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honey-licious, power through your day, medicine. Use a direction.
When it comes to your health care, you don't want to be just another patient in a massive system. You deserve a partner with deep expertise, helping you make the right decisions. That's where we come. At Tech Medicine of USC, our specialists listen. They work with you to find the personalized solution you need. They don't let anything get in their way. Tech Medicine of USC. Together, we are limitless.
Ready to get a head start on a career in early childhood education? Head Start is hiring teachers and many other positions. Come to the Los Angeles County Office of Education in Santa Fe Springs on November 4th from 10 to 2. Find out about job openings from 15 different employers. Learn how to get your career started at prekkid.org or call 562-940-1714 today.
Restrictions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper, and you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's HIMS.com/JOY.
The Chase eBusiness Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products design smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The eBusiness Premier Card. Learn more at Chase.com/BusinessPremier. Chase eBusiness will make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation and now subject to credit approval.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how's it acting now?
22.
Lucky work from home desk said Dame's acupuncture booked up.
You need to get in. This is helpful.
But finding more practitioners has them on pins and needles.
I know my lunch is in 20 minutes. How fast can you get here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 with your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, Denver News. I'm Bob Archer.
And I'm Karen Adams. Coming up,
military expert talks with Charles Sullivan about the Israeli military's efforts to annihilate Hamas.
And we'll have the latest from Gaza, where attacks are increasing in the air and on the ground.
6:15 on KNX News. Here's traffic and Brian Douglas.
405 heading northbound right as you head into the Sepulveda Pass. Looks like we may have a crash. Looks like somebody may have lost control and spun the wrong way. Dr. Sam, thank you. I got your call. Appreciate that. You're slow. on that northbound side from Wilshire all the way into the San Fernando Valley there. Still slow. Southbound's going to load up just past Wilshire and stay heavy down to Howard Hughes. You get a little break there as you pass by LAX. Now, the Hollywood Freeway, that's always tough, and it doesn't disappoint. It is southbound from Hollywood Boulevard, tough all the way into downtown. Even northbound is going to be a little heavier than usual, it seems, starting right about Vermont as you make your way up into Universal City. Once you pass Universal City, that drive's actually not bad. That 170 portion of the Hollywood Freeway gets a little slow right past, right as you come up to the 5 Freeway. Speaking of 5 here in Orange County, before Culver Drive, we're still going to be slow up to Harbor. We had an earlier problem northbound at 17th. That is gone. If you are on the 405, things get heavy from the 73. And that, you know what? That's still a really tough drive as you make your way into Seal Beach. Once you meet the 22, things kind of smooth out for you. It's going to take a while to recover there. West 60, we did have a crash. I told you about that. West 60 right at Grand. That has cleared. That's why your West 60 coming out of Chino has been really tough. And in El Monte, if you're on the 10, going westbound just past Santa Anita Avenue, we're working a crash here in the left lane. Next report, 625 from the Toyota Glendora.com, 24-hour traffic center.
Going to be cool tomorrow, then warming and drying with some high wind watches going into effect. And fire danger Sunday and Monday. This is our first big Santana wind event we've seen in a while. 64 degrees right now in Santa Monica. We have 64 in Pasadena, and we have 66 degrees in Irvine.
This just in, the KNX News. Multiple outlets are reporting Robert Card, the suspect in the mass shooting in Maine Wednesday night, is dead. The Bangor Daily News is reporting his body was found in nearby Lisbon near a recycling center where he used to work. It's not clear if he committed suicide, but a suicide note was found. This is a breaking news story. We'll provide more when we get those details.
Israel-Hamas war. KNX connects you to the latest.
And there's some other breaking news today. Israel says it's expanding its ground operations in Gaza, and that certainly looks like the beginning of a ground invasion.
But there are questions about if Israel's goals in this war are realistic. Charles Feldman is on LA's Afternoon News with more.
Yeah, there have been reports of doubts among American military leadership whether Israel can actually wipe out Hamas. Ben Hodges is a retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General and former commander of U.S. Army Forces Europe. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much for the privilege.
How do you wipe out essentially a movement? Yes, you can wipe out perhaps people who say they're members of Hamas, but don't they kind of reconstitute into other groups anyway?
Yeah, this is not a doable task to wipe out a movement like Hamas. And I think that this is a challenge for the Israeli Defense Force leadership. How do you take political guidance of the Hamas and turn that into achievable military tasks? So I imagine they're looking at how much of Gaza could they actually clear and make it difficult for Hamas to fight from that part of Gaza for 2, 3, 4 years. But I don't think there's really an operation that destroys Hamas unless you destroy the root cause and eliminate all of their external support.
Do you think then that Netanyahu, the Israeli government, then maybe oversold to its own public what can be achieved? Because Netanyahu has been very adamant, we are going to destroy Hamas. But if, in fact, they can't destroy a movement, as we were just talking about, then there are going to be a lot of people in Israel who are not going to be very happy. They're not very happy now.
Well, you know, one of the most important tasks for civilian leadership anytime is to clearly identify what is the desired strategic end state for a situation where you're going to send soldiers. We made the mistake going into Iraq because of the emotion after 9/11. We never had a clear end state in Afghanistan after the first year. And it seems like, or feels a little bit like, Israel is in a situation where the government, in response to the horrible attacks by Hamas against innocent people, has put themselves in a little bit of a corner where they've got to demonstrate firm resolve. They've got to send a message to Iran. Hamas has allowed that Israel will punish anybody that does this, but they set the bar as we're going to destroy Hamas. I just don't think that's a
So let me ask you, as a former commander of the U.S. Armed Forces, if a political leader were to tell you, here's the mission, you need to destroy right now, whether it's Hamas or ISIS or, you know, you come up with a sort with other names, what would you tell them?
So I'm willing to bet that the leadership of the Israeli Defense Forces said, Prime Minister, you said destroy Hamas. This is what it's going to take in terms of time, resources, probably casualties amongst Israeli soldiers, as well as anticipated collateral damage to innocent Palestinians in the region. And so the military's job is to give their best professional advice on the risks, costs, time, et cetera. And then ultimately, the civilian leadership has to say, okay, guys, here's what we're going to do. I would imagine that that's what has been happening behind the scenes between the Israeli military leadership and their civilian leadership. That's exactly what happens within our system, is that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the chief of the Army, or the combatant commander says to the Secretary of Defense and to the President, okay, if that's what you want us to accomplish, here's what it's going to cost, here's how long, here's the risk. All right. As always, thank you for your time. That's Ben Hodges, retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General, former commander of U.S. Army Forces.
And repeating our breaking news from a couple of minutes ago, Robert Card in the Maine mass shooting has been found dead. Multiple law enforcement sources are telling all news media that he has been found deceased. We will have more on that coming up here on KNX. Right now, 6:22, time for a look at your money. Americans are worried about inflation again. University of Michigan reports inflation expectations are at a five-month high this month, 4.2% for the next year. That's up from 3.2% a month ago. Sam Bankman-Fried will be back on the stand Monday. In a testimony, he said FTX, the business he founded to move the cryptocurrency ecosystem forward, wound up hurting customers instead. FTX collapsed last year. Geopolitical uncertainty ahead of the weekend sent stocks mostly lower. Only the NASDAQ managed a small gain. Dow Industrials fell 367. The S&P dropped. The NASDAQ rose 47. It's just that Charter Communications didn't need as more people cut the cord. Mile to ensure you drive away in the Hyundai you've always dreamed of, all at the lowest price possible. Our mission is simple, to earn your business. We know that once you experience the winning combination of incredible savings, top-notch service, and a hassle-free buying experience, you'll understand why Glendale Hyundai is your number one dealer for your next new or pre-owned Hyundai. Visit us at our showroom or online at glendalehyundai.com today.
Protect what matters most. Call the Monitoring Center for your home or business security needs. No long-term contracts and monitoring rates starting at only 33 cents per day. Peace of mind starting at only 33 cents a day. Switch your security provider today to the Monitoring Center and get 6 months free. Switching to the Monitoring Center is easy. Call now for your free quote.